To Richard, and to all Americans denied their rightful citizenship, along with those who fought on their behalf to get it back. Introduction. The significance of citizenship. On a foggy day in January 1913, Ethel Coop McKenzie left her home in the fashionable Nob Hill neighborhood of San Francisco to exercise her newly won right to vote. Although the ratification of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was still 7 years away, California had recently joined the handful of states allowing women to vote, thanks in part to McKenzie, who had given her heart and soul to the suffrage movement. Heiress to the celebrated Ben Lomond Vineyard in Santa Cruz, McKenzie was well known in San Francisco's elite social circles. The press adored her, describing her as possessed of beauty and charm of manner that have won her much admiration, and running flattering photos of her and her dashing husband. Although the papers failed to mention it, she also had a will of steel and a media savvy gained from years on the front line of the women's suffrage movement. McKenzie had reason to suspect that her fight for the right to vote was not over, so she made sure that members of the press corps came with her to the San Francisco Registrar's office that January day to record what happened next. As McKenzie had feared, the registrar informed her that she had lost her right to vote before she ever had a chance to use it. 4 years earlier, she had married the celebrated Scottish tenor Gordon McKenzie, an event reported at length in the San Francisco papers, hungry for every detail, right down to her choice to do without the conventional veil, as the San Francisco call noted with a whiff of disapproval. As the registrar explained, under a federal law enacted in 1907, her marriage to a non-citizen meant she had not only forfeited the right to vote that she had fought so hard to obtain, she had lost her status as a U.S. citizen. McKenzie was outraged. "I have done nothing criminal unless it be a crime to marry a foreigner," she declared, and she challenged the law all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. As she explained at the time, she fought not only for herself, but also for the thousands of other American women who lost their citizenship, and some their right to vote, solely because they had married a foreigner. But a unanimous Supreme Court ruled against her. Although claiming to sympathize with her earnest desire to retain her citizenship, the 9 justices were firm, explaining that it is an ancient principle of our jurisprudence to merge the identity of husband and wife and to give dominance to the husband. The marriage of an American woman with a foreigner has consequences, they declared. Therefore, as long as the relation lasts, it is made tantamount to expatriation. Just a few years earlier, 28-year-old Ha Moy had returned to the United States after a visit to her extended family in the Guangdong province in China. Upon arriving by boat at the port of San Francisco in October 1908, she produced documents proving she had been born in the United States and was allowed to enter as a returning citizen. But 10 months later, for reasons that remain unclear, the Commissioner of Immigration issued a warrant for her deportation. She was forcibly dragged from her house and detained in a cramped, 2-story wooden shed at the Pacific Mail Steamship Company dock in San Francisco, where all immigrants were processed on their way into the country. At the turn of the 20th century, the Bureau of Immigration regularly revoked the citizenship of Americans of Asian descent. The 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, ratified in 1868, declared that all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. But the Bureau of Immigration would have none of it. Referring to these Americans as merely technical citizens, it adopted practices and policies designed to prevent them from entering or remaining in the United States, openly flouting the U.S. Constitution's birthright citizenship guarantee, the Commissioner General of Immigration declared in his 1907 annual report that any native-born American of Chinese descent who remained in China until after